Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette police investigate wave of property damage. Residents urged to share security footage. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Gillette Police Department is continuing to investigate into a series of property damage incidents near Estes Lane and Pathfinder Circle, with three more reports filed this past weekend. According to Detective Corporal Dan Stroop, on August 9th, two residents on Pathfinder Circle and one on Arcadia Avenue contacted police to report damage that likely occurred between 11:30 p.m. on August 7th and 1 a.m. on August 8th. Officers found approximately $200 worth of damage to a 78-year-old woman's garage door and a 23-year-old's garage door, as well as a 46-year-old man's patio and guardrail. Stroop noted that these incidents resemble other reports of property damage in the same area in the past week. Security footage from the area captured several teenagers throwing bottles and rocks at homes, leading to broken windows and other damage. Stroop stated residents in the area should check their property for potential damage and report any findings to the Gillette Police Department. Also in response, the city of Gillette has urged anyone with information or additional security footage from August 8th to contact the Gillette Police Department. Wyoming primary heats up. Political mailers fuel rising tensions amid election season. The primary election in Wyoming is experiencing heightened levels of vitriol, especially through an influx of political mailers from various groups. Cowboy State Daily reported both sides are being blamed for the negative tone, with some candidates even renouncing endorsements received through these mailers. Groups like Make Liberty Win and Americans for Prosperity have been particularly active, with controversial mailers sparking frustration and anger among voters. Political experts in Wyoming have discussed the rising use of aggressive political mailers, noting that false claims can force opponents to defend themselves, which can be strategically advantageous. Former House Speaker Tom Lubnow highlighted the unprecedented number of mailers from out-of-state groups in the current election cycle. Political rhetoric has always been a contact sport since the days of the American Revolution, but he also said the quantity of mailers being sent from out-of-state groups or out-of-state actors filtering money through in-state groups is unprecedented this year. Representative John Bear of Gillette said he isn't terribly concerned about the quantity of mailers being sent out and believes the natural political ecosystem will start weeding out these efforts in the future when they're deemed to be not effective. When we get there, they're going to quit spending money on it, he said. I would leave that up to the market. The political climate in Wyoming has become increasingly divisive, with misleading information and aggressive campaign strategies marking this election cycle. Despite this, some believe that voter engagement has increased as a result. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.